Hi, this is Rich Horwath with your shot of Strategy Espresso. As I've coached and worked with leaders over the last 15 years, I've noticed three attributes that really stand out as key to a leader's success. The first one is strategic thinking and business acumen. You look at a person like Alan Mulally. He was most recently the CEO of Ford Motor Company. And before that, he was actually one of the leaders at Boeing Aerospace. And it was interesting because as he made the transition, he was criticized by many people in the press and the media because he had no car experience. And they said, how can you come and lead a car company and you have no experience in the field? And it was interesting because William Ford Jr., who was currently running Ford at the time, said, look, we have a lot of people who know the car business here, yet we're on the brink of bankruptcy. What we're really looking for is the strategic insight to move forward, to find new ways to approach the business. And because of his business acumen and strategic thinking, Alan Mulally was able to come into Ford, transform a huge multi-billion dollar debt into high profitability within 4 years, and really was the one CEO in the American motor companies that was able to, without a bailout from the government, change the direction of the company because of his business acumen. The second skill that I really notice in great leaders is the ability to communicate. And it's important not only to set great strategies, but then to be able to communicate and translate those strategies to all levels of the organization. And he's often cited, but Steve Jobs, when he was with Apple, was described as a wonderful communicator because he was able to get to the essence of what was important. Too often, we as leaders think that we've got to sugarcoat things and dance around issues. But as we know with Steve Jobs, he got right to the heart of the issue very quickly. And I think today people appreciate that transparency, that real understanding of what is the strategy, what are we doing well, what could we improve on, and then how are we going to get there? And then that third attribute is emotional intelligence, the ability to be empathetic with what's going on in people's lives, what's going on in the business, and be able to then take those things and move the organization forward. And you look at a person like Bob Iger, who's at Disney, and as he's led Disney, he understood the situation and the transformation as they brought into the organization new companies and new issues. And he's been able to put himself in the shoes of employees, even folks walking around at the theme parks, to better understand what are they going through, what do they need, and as a servant, be able to serve those people, serve the people on the front lines as a leader. So really those three skills, strategic thinking and business acumen, the ability to communicate, and that ability to have emotional intelligence really tends to set leaders apart. Thanks for sharing a shot of Strategy Espresso with me, Rich Horwath. For more information, visit strategyskills.com. And remember, new growth comes from new thinking.